You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
The introductory music is absolutely over the top wild today, Zagura. Just way over the top. We've got the Ohio Business Machines hotline absolutely blowing up again. Hey, caller, you know it's a special day for your guy, right? Huh? What's going on, caller?
What's going on, man? Hey, I just wanted to say I wanted to wish Nathan a happy 40th birthday. You know, it's not every day that you get to be over the hill. It's an absolute honor to be on the line and be able to wish him his happiest 40th birthday. It's incredible, you know. The guy doesn't have a gray hair on his head. He has a full head of hair, you know. You know, his testosterone level's probably going down a little bit, and he might be getting a little depressed about getting older. But the fact is, he looks stout, he looks good, and he's doing a great job on Cleveland Browns Daily. You guys are doing good.
Mr. Mazan, and ladies and gentlemen, WWE superstar The Miz, who made his triumphant return to Monday Night Raw just this past Monday, joining us here on the Ohio Business Machines Hotline. And thank you for that. For that warm, warm birthday wish there. You know, I do like the fact that you didn't give me any gray hair. Don't let the frost on the roof fool you. Not yet 40, but yes, plenty of gray hair on this head, unfortunately. Thanks, Dad.
You're not 40?
I'm 36.
I could have swore. Wow, you don't look 40, but I thought you were 40. All right, okay.
That's rotten. You know that we're basically the same age, you and I.
Basically the same age. Basically. Come on, Nathan. I look like I'm 22, act like I'm 12. You look like you're 42, act like you're 32. We get it.
We get it. That's right. Well, I have the babysitter issue that you don't yet have.
You do. Hey, Vic, I have to ask you a question.
You're on. Vic.
Not, but if you had kids.
That's right.
Okay. If you had kids, would you get a babysitter that basically runs your life, that basically says, listen, you have to be home at a certain hour or I'm leaving your kids by themselves? Because this is the excuse that Nathan gives me every time I go to Cleveland, Ohio, and it's an embarrassment. I feel bad because it's like, you know, Nathan tries to tell me, oh, man, we're going to go all night. I got a babysitter and everything. And then when we're out, he's like, listen, I have to go home. My babysitter's calling, and I need to go. And so then he chickens out, and he always blames the babysitter. Do you have a person like that, Vic?
First of all, Vic is not here. You're on with Michael Regai.
Michael Regai in for Vic Carucci, but I'll answer that for you. I mean, I wouldn't, Miz, if this guy's your buddy, I wouldn't let him get away with that. Now, if he says he's got it lined up and he can't cop a babysitter issue with you.
No, Reg, what you're missing about this is that the last two times we've gone out on a weeknight in the city of Cleveland, I have gone home to this babysitter one night at 2:30 in the morning and the other night at 3:30 in the morning.
Oh, I see.
But it's not good enough.
So is that late?
You're cutting the night a little bit short, though, Nathan.
I am, it makes me sad. When we go out to L.A. or Vegas, we're out till 6 in the morning.
Exactly.
Well, I don't have kids there.
Cleveland, the new Vegas.
We should be Johnny Manziel's going to make Cleveland the new Vegas.
I've already made it to New Vegas, all right?
I like that confidence, Miz. That's strong.
Do. Yes, indeed. Now, Mr. Mazanin, you make your triumphant return on Monday night. The red carpet rolled out for you, a whole new entrance and everything. I'm back, you say. How did that feel to be back out there, man? I love to see you.
Felt incredible listening to the audience, coming back from shooting Marine 4 Moving Target. It's pretty, pretty incredible. I was dressed to impress. I felt good, looked good, and everything went okay, except for when Chris Jericho made his triumphant return right after me.
What a jerk, right? Party crasher.
Yeah.
Who needs that?
What a crud.
What a crud. You know what? He's a real crud. Now, Mike, today we are talking about a couple of things in the NFL, one of them being Jimmy Graham named a tight end. Good for fantasy football. I don't know if it's good for Jimmy Graham's pocketbook, but certainly also maybe good for the Browns in their negotiations with Jordan Cameron.
Absolutely. You know, I'm looking, if we're talking fantasy football, obviously Jimmy Graham's the top of your list for a tight end, and then Rob Gronkowski. But, you know, Jordan Cameron, I really believe this is his year Last year, everyone's like, oh, he broke out, but he fell off towards the end. I think this year is where you're going to see a consistent Jordan Cameron of consistency, and you're going to see Jimmy Graham-type numbers. So I would definitely stick with Jordan Cameron if you can get him.
So yesterday we also were asked, who is your one breakout player on offense and defense for the Cleveland Browns in 2014? Who would you go with? Who's caught your eye from the things that you've been reading and hearing about?
I'm hoping that the running game actually really comes out and breaks through. If Ben Tate can stay healthy, this guy can run all day long. So I'm hoping for Ben Tate to really break out. And but the thing is, I think they can do a group little thing with West. I've been hearing nothing but great things coming out of camp with him.
Yeah, he's been unbelievable.
I really believe the running game is going to be something to be reckoned with in Cleveland. And then if we're going on the defensive side, I think Hittner's going to be a leader in the group, and he's really going to bring us kind of a winning attitude and a winning mentality, because I've been hearing nothing but great things from Hittner.
I agree with that. I think Dante Whitner is going to be the tone setter, already talking a little trash to Sammy Watkins on Twitter. I like that. He's the tone setter on the back line. Are you back in L.A. now?
I flew all the way across country just to talk to you.
And I appreciate that.
I had to wish
you a happy birthday
on air, live on air, because you're not going to be on air on your birthday because you
it's a holiday. It's a national holiday.
David, I feel like you have the most vacation time out of anyone I've ever seen in my entire life. What are you doing on your birthday? Go to Disneyland or Disney
Others
World
around here feel the same way, miss.
You know what I mean? You know what I'm talking about. Nate, there's no one that literally works less than Nathan.
Thank you. And
well, you got to give him props for working that out, though, Miz. If he can make it roll that way, that's pretty sweet.
I couldn't agree with you more. I mean, this guy knows how to basically, know all the information they need to know. And then, when I do radio, I have to prepare. I have to get ready. Nathan, on the other hand, will literally be talking to someone, and they go, "Hey, Nathan, you're on air in 1 minute." And he'd be like, give me a minute.
I'm always ready. That's because what I do when I'm not around is I'm studying. I'm writing up pages on every player on the Browns, so I have all the stats I need, so I'm ready. In my brain, it's like an elephant, like a sponge for Browns information, Miss.
Oh, is it?
It is.
It is a sponge, Nathan. We get it. We get that you get all the information. You have all the stuff.
And who were you on the radio with, along with me, who told you that he or she, I'll throw it out there, could have been a he or a she, was just impressed and loved a man with attention to detail like mine?
Oh, God, we're going there.
Who was it?
Here's the problem with this, okay?
Who was it? Just answer the question. Who was it?
Okay, so Lisa Ann, an adult film star,
yes,
basically was on our show, First and Awesome on SiriusXM, and Nathan basically, I guess, knew how to talk to her, if you will, because I don't even remember the question. But the thing about Nathan was like, I think the question was, how do we get a girl? Like, and Nathan was like, well, how I get a girl is I pay attention to detail, and that's just one Lisa Ann over.
That's right. Mm-hmm. That she said, mm-hmm. I love a man who has an attention to detail. That's
very
right.
Adept of you, Zagura. Listen, that is very, very well put.
We do what we can, Reg.
Yeah, obviously.
And Mike, just so you know, and so that everybody else knows, because, yes, I do get – and I'll tell you what, if there's one thing I'm happy to get grief about a lot, it's my vacation. When I signed my first deal with the Cleveland Browns, I was working full-time for CBS and for Sirius. So it was in the deal that there was only a certain number of days I could work. Now, starting July 21st, that I will be full-time with the Cleveland Browns, which I am thrilled about. That's my one job. There will be no such limitations on my work, and I'm fired to jump in, dive into this. And I don't think – I'm not even going to take a day off until 2015, my friend. Not even a day.
No one wants to hear about your new contract. And
it's exciting.
This and that and the other thing. We get it, Nathan. We get it.
Hey, Miz, were you his agent?
For the fact that you barely ever work. We
Miz,
get it.
What, Reg,
Miz, were you his agent, and what kind of cut are you getting?
He is not my agent. I thought he was calling up to be nice to me and for my birthday, and it's turned into
I was told they were like, hey, can you call in for Nathan's birthday on air? And I was like, absolutely. He's like, will you please roast him? And I was like, oh, that's
what he does. If you've
that's
ever,
all I do.
If you've ever listened to First and Awesome on SiriusXM Fantasy Sports Radio, which is my show with the Miz, it's basically an hour of us.
My show,
where we just talk smack to each other.
I thought that was your mantra. I thought that's what you laid the show out as. You kind of build the show as. Just yeah. drilling
think,
each other for an hour.
It is.
Okay.
Is bad,
at least I had it right.
You should be on our Awesome Fantasy Football League. It is nonstop smack talk every day, all day. And ask Nathan who beat him last.
Uh-oh. Go ahead,
true.
Nate. Is
it's
that
true.
Miz?
He did. Thanks to Mark Monaco trading him Jamal Charles for a bag of donuts. And Trent
Mark
Richardson.
Monaco made a bad that deal, huh?
Mark Monaco is a great trade for you.
Great trade for me. Great
no
trade.
GM in Mark Monaco's
you
future,
made the
Nathan.
Same kind of trade.
But, Reg, I'll tell you this. The ball don't lie, and that's why 1 week later, when the Mike's watching the game, and this he's in our fantasy league championship game in the AFFL, and the only thing he texts me, he's like, "I think I'm gonna win." I'm like, "Dude, you're gonna win," and I was genuinely excited for him, despite what he says. I said to him, "The only thing that could beat you right now is a pick six for the Niners defense." That was literally the only thing. Mm-hmm. Next play. Ball in the air. I don't know if you remember this, Reg. Final game at Candlestick Park. Ball in the air right into Navarro Bowman's hands on Monday night against the Falcons. Boom to the house. Good night, Irene. Second place for Mazan.
I remember it very well.
Oh,
yeah.
And so then we had his bachelor party in Florida not too much – then February, I believe it was, and I showed up wearing a Navarro Bowman jersey.
Yes,
to that.
Nice.
Affair. As well he should. I mean, what a jerk. That was one of the worst moments of my entire life.
Then you've had a pretty good life.
Do you understand that I could have bragged for an entire year? I would have got trophies, everything. Like, that's what it's all about, to be able to brag and boast and say you are the champion of the Fantasy Football League, that you talk smack the entire year. And I didn't get to have that opportunity. So this jerk comes to my bachelor party in a Bowman jersey? Really?
Really?
It's all in good gamesmanship, Miz. You ought to know about that.
Oh, he knows all.
You come on, man. Gamesmanship, baby.
That's
right. You know what? If Nathan would have won the league, I would have clapped my hands, maybe bought him a drink, maybe even buy him a present saying congratulations.
Would you have got me a babysitter that could have stayed out late?
He's evil. He's an evil person who is very negative and likes to wish bad things upon other people.
I got to tell you, Reg, with friends
just
like
dropped
these,
an evil
with friends
on
like
you,
these,
man.
Who needs enemies, right?
These
are the people calling in for my birthday. I'll tell you what, the president of the Browns was much nicer to me than you were.
The president of the Browns is much nicer. Well, he should
He called up this morning for the same thing. I had a nice happy birthday. It was very pleasant. He was kind. You could take a page out
it's
of his playbook.
Amazing that so many people can find so many flaws in you, Nathan. I wonder if it's not us, that it might be just you.
You know what? It is. And apparently, folks, while I'm not on the air on the 4th, since there will be no show, I'm going to spend some time on my birthday in front of the mirror reflecting. I'm starting with the man in the mirror, Mike. I'm going to try to make a change.
What are you, Michael Jackson?
Nice line, Miz.
Unbelievable.
Miz.
You got him
all
day. He's quick. He's quick.
He's very quick.
So when are we getting you back in Cleveland? When are we getting you in studio for CBD? And by the way, I want to make a formal offer to you now that we have you on the air. I want you on CBD. I want a weekly appearance from the Miz.
I think we can make that happen. I don't know if we can have it live and in studio, but we definitely can make it happen where I call in every week and tell you exactly how I feel, how the Cleveland Browns are doing, and maybe what they need to do to continue being a threat, because I really honestly believe that there's something about this team. I don't know what it is, but there is an energy. There is something that I feel all the way over in L.A. that I just feel that this is the team that's literally going to start changing the way you look at the Cleveland Browns. And I think this is the team that is going to do something really special for the Cleveland city. And I cannot wait to see it. And I definitely would love to do Cleveland Browns Daily once a week. So we'll definitely do something. I will try my hardest.
I think it'll be great. And if there's a break at all, and I know your schedule is nuts, but if there's a Wednesday where we can maybe get you out here for a training camp practice, show you around, we would certainly love that.
Sounds good to me. I think that we definitely should do that. I always love to come to Cleveland and see my dad, George Mizanin.
Mr. Hero George, folks.
If you will.
Yes.
What's
yes.
that?
I said Mr. Hero George on Twitter, at Mr. Hero George. For those of you who like to see him, you can find him at local Mr. Heroes making Roman burgers or at the Horseshoe Casino.
Always at the Horseshoe Casino.
Hey, Miss, is the family still in Parma?
Family is still in Parma.
That's great. That's
my dad
terrific.
Lives in a condo in Parma, and my mom lives in actually Berea. Like,
she
literally
does, right?
Across the street from you guys.
Okay.
Yeah, right by the facility.
Very nice.
That's right. That's
well,
right.
We'll make sure we get mom over here to training camp
Bar.
Practice.
That's right. Bar by Zanna.
Yeah.
Star of Raw. As she
She'll
has
love
been.
It.
She would. She would. All right, bro. I appreciate you calling up. Appreciate you taking the time.
Man.
Say hello to your lovely wife, Maurice, for me, and we will talk soon.
All right, buddy.
Thanks
I'll
for all the kind
later.
Words.
Good stuff, Miz.
Happy early birthday. Happy on-air birthday, if
yes.
you will.
Yes, I like this. I love it now. I get an on-air birthday and then a real birthday. It's pretty glorious.
I know. Look at you. Wow. Double dipping.
Double
just
dipping.
Just like the name of the girl that I know.
I wouldn't have it
right, later,
any
guys.
Other way. All right, folks, that was Cleveland's own WWE superstar, the 40th champion in WWE history, a man who main evented WrestleMania 27 in Atlanta, Georgia.
Go Normandy High School, right, Nate?
Normandy High Normandy School.
Normandy
That's
High. Pride
very
of Normandy
good,
High.
Reg. Yes, indeed. Normandy, the pride
Sweet.
Of Normandy
yeah.
over there, along with the Monobros.
Right,
indeed.
Right.
All right, we'll be back. We're going to do a little mailbag, so I guess we'll do a little mailbag when we return here, so get those questions in. I've seen a lot of them coming in on Twitter already. Hashtag mailbag. Also, we'll get Reg's thoughts on TJ Ward's comments about leaving Cleveland for a winning culture in Denver. Coming up on CBD.